97.9 K-Pod Country.
Well, because this gentleman needed extra time. He wanted to have extra time, and I'm giving him extra time right here.
I tell you what.
Yeah, it's a time. Hey, ooh, you're in the wrong studio. You're in the wrong studio.
Everybody wants pictures
this
now.
This lady's in the wrong studio because she wants to put it on her website.
I know. Yeah. You know what?
She
everybody wants to
always
love.
Does that. She steals from me.
She does. Because you're so popular, Mike.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Renee has nothing on you. You're super popular.
She's a sweet old Bill.
Sweet old Bill.
2.0. John Mad Dog Horner's here. We got a game going on tonight, but we're talking soccer.
Football.
The other football. Well, we actually really use your foot.
Absolutely. Welcome, Warrior fans, to another edition of Playoff Blue and Gold Show. As today, we're going to have the Delnor Warriors taking on Kelseyville tonight. Mike Whalen Field at 7 o'clock kickoff. Since it is playoffs, there's only one game. You have to buy your tickets online. You can go to the Facebook page and click on the tab, and we can get you going for your tickets for the game. But before we get started with football today, I got a full house. I got eight Delnor High athletes in here today. Awesome. There's a lot. I mean, paparazzi everywhere. We had to, you know, red carpet going out the door. So
hold on. I gotta post. You know.
Whoa, wait. You're gonna post it?
Grandpa's gonna post
it. Okay, fantastic. So in the house with us today, we have Deacon Hanks, Holland Wakefield, and Lily and Grayson Franklin. They're all from the Delnor High girls and boys soccer team. We'll talk about the girls first.
Is that Deacon?
Yes, Deacon.
Wheels.
That's wheels right there. We're gonna talk to the girls first because, to be honest with you, the what they accomplished this year, first ever league title in history for the girls soccer team, and they finished with allowing less than one goal per game. The defense absolutely shut it down, and no further way to start it with Holland, one of the best defenders in the league. We got to love it. Holland Wakefield, a junior. Holland, you want to say hi to the family?
Hi.
That was fantastic. Did you see that? And Lily Franklin, also, she's a little go-getter. She's like one of the chihuahuas, like, blah, 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 blah. Lily, who? She's a pest. Franklin.
With a Y, right?
Yeah.
No,
I-E.
What?
Yes, absolutely. But Lily, you want to say hi to the family?
Hi.
Do you want to say hi to anybody in particular?
No.
No? Hi, Mom, or? Well, she's good. Oh, okay. Jamie, hi. At least I can say hi to you. What? Franklin.
Okay, well, don't get mad at me.
You said it like five times, Mike. You're killing me. So the girls ended up 8-6-3 overall, 6-1-2, falling to Fortuna yesterday, the day before, in a sloppy field down at the friendly confines of Fortuna or Husky Field. Holland, I would talk to you before we went on the air, and it was pretty sloppy down there, kind of a mess, and the goal they got was a slipping goal, which you're going to see a lot, but how hard was it to play down there then, in that atmosphere?
We were all over the place, slipping left and right. There were puddles. Every time we kicked the ball, it would get stuck, and it was just kind of all around really hard to play in that, but we had a really good time.
You know, I've watched football games out there, and it's hard enough in that, but you guys got to run a lot more and like cut a lot of different ways. Lily, what makes it hard to get, because if I noticed, the game was played on Holland's end of the field most of the game, right? So it was a lot real tough, but when we got back to the other end, it was a slick track on the offensive side too.
Yeah, it was. It was really hard because there were some spots in the field that just were complete water and the ball would just stop. So, like, when you get a breakaway, the ball would just go behind you and you'll just keep running forward.
So, great year for you guys. Looking forward to next year. How many seniors were on the team?
We had five seniors.
Five seniors. And hats off, Deja was a senior?
Yes.
So, Deja, this goalie, fantastic year for her. Not only Holland helped with the defensive side, but Deja also the goalie, less than a goal a game. That is very impressive, especially when you think about it, you had six losses. All your losses were like a goal, one goal or two goal games, and that's against the Big Four also. Mm-hmm. You played Fortuna, which finished, they're still in the playoffs. You lost to them three times. Three of your losses come to them. So
yeah,
hats off to you guys. Fantastic season. Let's jump over to the boys real quick. Deacon. One of the best soccer players for Delnor in quite some time. I don't want to say overall because we might get in trouble around this town, but you've done a fantastic job. The fastest guy in the HDM when it comes to times. He's 100 is a 10.76 record for the HDN for the 40-dash, and he averaged 1.4 goals a game, 27 goals on the day. So we looked at the math. You averaged more game than the girls gave up a game. So that's pretty impressive. Deacon, what was your thoughts about the season this year?
I think we had a great season. I mean, everyone did good, from our defense to our midfield and to our attackers. And I mean, thanks to our coaches too, they did good. And I mean, there was a lot of games that we could have like done better, but I mean, overall we did pretty good.
So Deacon, playing with this group of guys, you know, we talked to the girls a little bit about how they were able to play travel at a younger age with just girls and be able to get that bond. How long have you guys been playing together?
Probably, I don't know, since 10 years old. I mean, since the Gordie Bros League, everyone's been playing together.
Well, the funny thing was, I was put on the radar of you guys back when you guys were 10 or 11. I was in Gordie Bros on Verde Thursday, having myself a bowl of Verde with Jorge. And he says, dude, there's a group of kids coming up. They're good. Get ready for them. So Jorge is always the guy I talk to when it comes to soccer. And he knew you guys were coming up at that point. He says something special. So congratulations to you guys. You guys finished 16-4-2. 8-2-2, second place in league. You played in the Big Four. A lot of good competition. But I think the mark has been set the last two or three years that Del Norte's no longer just the doormat of the league. You guys are there for a good for a stand. And you're a junior, right?
Yes, I am.
So you'll be back for another year. I heard you can play both next year, maybe. Like maybe take over like Grayson did. Maybe be a wide receiver in soccer. We gotta have the fastest guy. Grayson, grab the mic, Don. One of the only athletes that played two sports in the fall. Mm-hmm. Very impressive. Finally, a football team gets a soccer player to come kick. Mm-hmm. We needed that because there's football players out there. They don't know how to kick a ball. They're lucky to just run. Well, they're staring at you now, Grayson.
I know.
Grayson, glad to have you on the show. What's it like? How has it been tough to juggle both sports?
No, it hasn't. It's only been hard on like when we play Saturday games for soccer and Saturday for football, rush back, make both games.
It's impressive in a lot of different ways. And how have the teams responded as in taking you in, especially the football team?
They all reacted good.
They haven't teased you or nothing? Or?
No, they haven't.
So kicking wise made a big difference. You actually won a game for the team. We only won by one. What's it like playing football? Do you wish you would have done it earlier?
Yeah, I think I would have liked to play in all 4 years kicking, but it's just fun.
So talking about the soccer season, where do you play on the soccer field?
Center back.
Mm-hmm. And so what's it like? You know, I mean, it must be easier when you have Deacon, you just kick the ball as far as you want down there and you can just go chase it down.
Yeah, pretty easy when you do that, but they're always on them. Like,
they double them up, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
So it makes a big difference in that aspect.
Uh-huh.
Okay. These guys, you're a junior?
Senior.
You're the only senior here, right?
Yeah.
Right? So the rest are juniors. I think sky's the limit when it comes to the soccer program here in Del Norte County. You guys have all done a fantastic job. And Grayson, good luck tonight because the Warriors going to have we're going to need that foot tonight. Is it hard to kick in the slop? I mean, Holland did fine.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. Yesterday, I took a little slip at practice, but I'll just work on my footing tonight.
Have you worked with Holland a little bit? I think Holland's going to come kick for the Warriors next year.
I might have to come ask her tonight.
Yes, Holland, we'll be ready for you next year. You're going to need a new kicker.
Yeah, I'm ready to take one.
Deacon won't come over to play football. You know, see, Holland will come play.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey, hey, we got the soccer crew in the house. We're going to bring the football players in next. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Rock. 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 Need rock? We've got it. Dayton Rock Products has a mountain of rock ready for commercial and residential projects, large and small.
1.5 miles up the North Bank, Chedco. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. For details, call 541-469-2612. That's 541-469-2612.
Rock. 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 Rock.
Let's go! ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. Kicks off with this year's must-see collaboration, Post Malone featuring Chris Stapleton, live with electrifying performances by Liam. Lainey Wilson, Shaboozy, Ashley McBride, Luke Bryan, plus Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims. Woo! Luke Bryan, Peyton Manning, and Lainey Wilson host the CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC and stream next day on Hulu.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, Warrior fanatics, Warrior faithful. Here we are at the Blue and Gold Show, and we got the football team in the house now. Just got done talking to the football soccer players, which had a fantastic season. And now, no further ado, we got the Del Norte Warrior football team. Playoffs tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff at Mike Whalen Field as Del Norte takes on Kelseyville. As the Warriors look to advance in the first round of the playoffs. Crazy playoffs this year as we're down in the Division 7 rankings. Division 7 bracket. And a lot of the teams that should be in the playoffs aren't in the playoffs. The Willits team, 8-2, missed the playoffs. And the teams like 3-7 in Division 1 made the playoffs. So it's kind of rough. We'll talk a little bit more about that tonight in the pregame show. But North Coast Sections did what they did, and we sit at an actually pretty good spot. We're sitting at the number 4 and 5 seed, so we're at the 4. The Kelseyville's at 5. The winner will take on the winner of Moreau Catholic and St. Bernard's. And last week was a wild finish to the league season against the Crusaders, where the Del Norte Warriors came up victorious 33-32 in a game that we had to sit in the stands with St. Bernard's to call the game, but man, it was an exciting game. And in the house with me today, I've got Yatish Patel, one of the anchors of the line, Willie McCovey, the hammer from the right backfield, and then we have Tobias Meyer, we call him Flash, and then we got Canyon Starkey, out of nowhere, defensive back. My goodness, I'll be honest. When I was doing a season, I said, Starkey, I don't know if he can pick it up that quick. People are going to be running everywhere, right? But the kid's done a great job. The defensive backs have probably been the best or the biggest surprise and pleasant surprise as the season's grown, as they've gotten better. Because up front, nobody's going to run against Del Norte. I mean, nobody ever can, right? It's always been the defensive backs. But, man, you guys have really stepped up. I want you guys all to take a turn to say hi to all the fans out there. Let's start with you. Starkey, say hi to your family. Pull that thing up close like Eminem.
I would like to say shout out to my family, friends, for all the support, and hi, Mom.
And then my big man, Yatish.
I just want to say hi to my family listening, and shout out to my mom and all the supporters out there.
And the hammer?
I want to say hi, Mom, hi, Dad, and shout out to my grandma watching and all our fans out there.
Awesome. Tobias?
I want to say hi to my family. Shout out to my grandma.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, so We have blonde hair. We can't avoid what's going on there. And the whole story about it was last week when I had Bartley on the radio. I called him out a little bit because he said he always dyes his hair for wrestling season. And I said, well, why don't you dye it for playoff football season? So here we go. We dyed his hair and everybody followed in suit. I thought that was pretty cool. I even got a little bit of gold in my hair today. So it's pretty exciting. But McCovey's got dyed hair. He said, now I heard it earlier and everybody's going to hear it right now. He said, if we win and go to second round, he's going to dye a couple strands. So he's going to get that. He's going to get that hair locks.
Sure.
Yeah. You have that?
Definitely when we make it past.
All right. Good. Hey, so you guys, you grew up in this community. You play AAA together. You guys are all juniors and this community always rocks, always rallies to the occasion. What's it like to be a Warrior in Del Norte County? Tobias, you want to go first?
Strength, integrity, pride.
Good. Hey, McCovey, I mean, you've been around. You've watched a lot of Del Norte sports, even growing up. You know, probably throwing the ball around at Mike Whalen Field when the varsity's playing. What's it like to run out there and see those same little kids out there waiting for you to get out on the field?
To me, it just feels pretty good out there. it's like a big family. I like to go out there and just represent. And I remember what it was like being a little kid out there. So I try to give them a show.
Absolutely. And Yatish, really, I mean, the lineman is kind of a sacred thing for the Del Norte teams, right? Especially in my family, where my wife only makes cookies for the friggin' linemen. I mean, when my 6-year-old daughter comes out and says, "Lineman first," for those kids, it's a different pride kind of thing. The Warrior pride goes to another level when you're a lineman for the Warriors. And what's it mean to you?
I mean, Warrior pride in general just means to embody the strength and determination of the community. You know, people think Warrior pride just for the football team, when really it means for the whole community. We've been through a lot. And that's one thing that's great about the whole Del Norte County, is that we can take a lot. We can take a lot of beating, and we can still come up to the challenge.
So. Drop the mic on that. Did you hear that? Hey, you hear that, Tobias? Starkey, hey, I know. I've seen you run around the fields when you were like 8 or 9 years old. Starkey was one of the kids that used to grab the goalpost, the little in-post, and run the other way with it, causing trouble around the fields when he was young. But, man, it's cool to be out there on the field, I bet.
Yeah, it's cool to come out of the tunnel and see all the fans out there showing that we're just like one big family, the community, bringing everything together, showing up for the players. So we're going to try to show up for the fans tonight.
You know, Starkey, you have a lot of family history when it comes to Del Norte, and yeah, a lot of family history, not only, you know, at receiver or quarterback and things like that, backup quarterback now. It's got to be pretty cool to see your aunts, uncles, and everybody watching you.
Yeah, it is cool for sure. I grew up watching like my uncles and all of my family playing, so it's cool to be out there and having them watch me now and learning from them.
Well, awesome. So we finished up league play 5 times in a row, defending HDN champs, undisputed, no doubt about it this year, as we go 3-0 in league play. When you guys lost to Fortuna and Arcade off the get-go, I was like, it's going to be a rough year. 1-2 to start with, right? You rallied off 6 wins in a row. Unbelievable. Great job, fellas. We're going to take a quick break in the action. When we come back, we're going to talk about tonight's game, and we're going to break it down a little bit.
In Del Norte County, community schools unite neighborhoods and local resources in support of the whole child. Children thrive when they are safe, valued, healthy, and connected. Research shows that community schools help foster better work habits, grades, and behaviors because families are partners in their children's education, which increases the number of students prepared for college and career in Del Norte. Community schools are the heart of a community and ensure children thrive. Brought to you by the Del Norte County Office of Education.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards.
Let's party, Nashville!
Kicks off with this year's must-see collaboration, Post Malone featuring Chris Stapleton, live. With electrifying performances by Lainey Wilson, Shaboozy, Ashley McBride, Luke Bryan, plus Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims.
Woo!
Luke Bryan, Peyton Manning, and Lainey Wilson host the CMA Awards, live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC, and stream next day on Hulu.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Are you ready, Mikey? You're holding that finger.
I'm ready.
Okay. Welcome back, Warrior fans. And tonight we got the Warriors taking on Kelseyville in the first round of the playoffs. Del Norte trying to move on to the second round of the playoffs with Division 7 this year. We're taking on Kelseyville, 9-1 on the season. We played Kelseyville a couple years ago, and we ended up beating them pretty handily in the varsity game, and I believe the JV game was a little bit closer. We're not for sure on that. I'll let you know tonight on the pregame show. But in the house today, we got Patel, McCovey, Meyer, and Starkey, all juniors on the team. I got all the seniors in the last 2 weeks and brought you guys in this week. So great to have you guys. This is the future of next year's team, and I couldn't ask for a better group of guys here. All of them had great answers when it came to Warrior Pride. You guys definitely did a little better than the seniors did.
Yeah. Typical? Yeah.
Starkey. So let's talk about Kelseyville. Kelseyville, a team that is 9-1, plays in a smaller league, not quite as competitive as the Big Four, right? But definitely a town or community that has a lot of pride in what they do. But when it comes to them, they like to run the ball. I don't know if that's a great recipe to come to Mike Whelan Field in sloppy weather against a team that has not allowed 100 yards rushing in quite some time, right? So let's talk to Starkey a little bit about the defensive side of the ball. How hard is it to defend in that sloppy weather, especially at Mike Whelan Field?
It's a lot harder than dry ground. You know, you got to keep your footing. You can't make sharp cuts as good. You got to keep your feet chopping. Mm-hmm. So it's a different, but I think we got it. They don't like to throw as much. So
watching film against Kelseyville, I mean, obviously, if they're not going to be able to throw, pass run the ball, are you expecting them to maybe throw a little bit more than used to? And is it easier to defend on the crown than it is on a flat field?
Yeah, it could go both ways when you're defending on the crown because you got the downhill, but then you're going uphill some spots. But I think it's better. I like it. And I think they will come out and try to throw a little more tonight once they get the run game shut down. They'll probably try to make some changes, but we'll see.
Well, the reason why the run game shut down is because of a couple of our middle linebackers. Unbelievable. Willie McCovey in the house, the hammer, I call him, on the offensive side. But on the defensive side, him and Shad have done a fantastic job of controlling the line of scrimmage and making sure that no running backs are able or the quarterback get out of the pocket and get where they need to be. McCovey, what's that look like when it comes to the middle of the field right there?
It's just, it's a whole different ball game in my eyes. You kind of are like the captain of the field. Everybody relies on you. Me and Colton tell everybody what to do. It's
a lot of reading. It's a lot of prep work. A lot of things that people don't understand is now that we're in with the films and everything, you guys do a lot of prep work during the week.
Oh yeah.
So you guys read different formations and everything.
Yeah, we have to. Me and Colt usually go home and watch film separately.
Gotcha. Tobias, the Flash. I like your haircut.
Thank
you. I mean, I like the dye job. You did a pretty good job. It was like you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
Was that professionally done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was too. So Tobias, what and when it comes to the offensive side, how hard is it for you to play in that slick field on the crown like that? Because I know you're a guy that likes to get going on the outside, don't like to get touched, so that's why you fly around the outside.
Yeah.
What's it like for you?
It's not too bad when I got the three quarters on. When I'm wearing the just the regular turf cleats, it's kind of hard. Get traction. Yeah.
So talking about Kelseyville, you think you guys have a good opportunity to get to the outside?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we do.
Good, good. So we got about 30, 45 seconds left. Keys to tonight's game. I'm going to leave that to Yatish. Yatish, keys to tonight's game for the Warriors. What does Del Norte have to do to win?
Well, Del Norte has to do what we've been doing, and that's to persevere. I mean, last game we came out pretty flat, but because we have grit and because we have that strength, we were able to persevere through the whole game. Some things that some teams just don't have, so we just got to be strong, and we need to come out strong. Last game, again, like I said, we came out a bit flat, so we need to start the game strong, set the tone, and keep that same tempo throughout the whole game.
Yeah, that's it right there, Warrior fans. It's going to be Del Norte versus Kelseyville tonight. 7 p.m. kickoff. We'll have a pregame show. We're going to come on a half hour early tonight because we got a lot to share with you. We're going to break down last week's game, and we're going to get ready for tonight's game, me and JP, 97.9 FM. Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you.
Go Warriors!
Good job.
My music.
Hi, this is Jason Aldean.
Hey, yo, this is Thomas Rich.
Hey, this is Luke Braun, and you're listening to
My Station.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.